doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm feeling scrumptious.
You're feeling scrumptious? I'm feeling delicious. We're just on a whole different level today.
You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, especially because of the topic that we're about to just get in. I think this is long overdue. I wanted us to just do this a long time ago because I'm over, you know, how the specific topic is, you know, thought of.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I definitely agree. I think there's a place for this, but the way that it has been used and the way it's been promoted is something that, as health professionals, we find quite challenging and frustrating. Mm. Because if you didn't know already, we are going to be speaking about vitamin injections.
Yeah.
And in terms of vitamin injections, there is a place for it. There are people who have got vitamin and mineral deficiencies who do need to have kind of treatments where they get those dosages. Mm. For instance, if you have a severe iron deficiency, you will need to go for your treatment. So there is a place for this. But where it becomes an issue is when it is being marketed as this fix to boost your immune system, to almost cure you from this or that. Mm. That's when it becomes unhealthy, because it really is one of those things that came out during COVID, because everyone was trying to do anything not to get COVID.
Yeah.
So if it meant that they went to a vitamin bar and they got to sip on freshly squeezed juice while someone, you know, puts in the vitamin drip up for them, then they would do that. Yeah. But no one always, like, something that frustrates me is people don't think about the risks.
Yeah.
They always think that with vitamins, more is better, more is better. But if you get too much.
We know of vitamin toxicity. There are certain vitamins that our kidneys cannot excrete quick enough.
Definitely.
And those vitamins in high quantities, you know, you get a toxicity. And it's actually a thing. It's actually a scientific thing.
Yes.
But we also know that there are vitamin interactions, that certain vitamins interact with certain vitamins. So if there are too much of a specific vitamin in the other, then that causes vitamin interactions. We know also of certain vitamins that even if you get a lot of, like you're saying, more is better. In those vitamins, your kidneys will clear them and bring it down to their normal quantities. Meaning that if the requirement is 5 milligrams and you take a hundred, your body or your kidneys are gonna clear that 95 and leave you with the 5.
And then you're gonna have that color of your pee that you're wondering
expensive
why.
Expensive pee.
Very expensive pee. But let's actually just get right into it.
I think the first and the best place to start is what are these vitamin injections? What are they? And I know that intravenous solutions that are used in medical space and in hospitals and all of that have a very important medical role that they play. And we're not talking about that. Specifically, we're talking about vitamin injections that people go and get with the sort of purpose of, you know, feeling good and boosting their immunity, as we've mentioned. So take us through that. What are these and why people even go to that extent?
So with the vitamin injections, it's like you've mentioned, it's an IV, intravenous solution. So it's anyone who can get kind of injected with right into the vein and those vitamins go straight into the bloodstream. Mm. So essentially the thought process behind it is you're getting all of those vitamins and minerals a lot quicker to support or boost your immune system. And you know, there's a different amount of cocktails depending on which vitamin bar you go to that you can get. The cocktails is essentially a kind of combination of different vitamins that you can kind of administer to yourself.
I want that into my veins you go.
Literally, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And I mean, of course, vitamins have their benefits, and most of the time, you know, the use of this is because it has, we all need a certain amount of different vitamins and minerals in our system not to be deficient.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're deficient in iron and you go to the vitamin bar and you want to get your iron treatment, that is something that's really useful because, you know, iron deficiency does affect your quality of life. It's that sleepiness and fatigue, you know, the feeling faint. So there's a lot of benefits in regards to, you know, making sure that you're getting that treatment. Mm. But, you know, when it comes to just the dangers, I think that's where it becomes a bit tricky because there are risks to getting this treatment. If you are kind of the everyday healthy, if you're a healthy individual and you're trying to be more healthy,
yeah.
I find that that's the kinds of individuals who would go to these vitamin bars.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to speak through some of the risks, so there is actually an infection that you can get to your vein, and that's something that's called thrombophlebitis.
Okay.
So that infection...
Kill me with big words now. Kill me.
Bring out that science.
Oh my goodness.
Bring out the science
now
today.
The science of Krebs cycle and all of that coming to life.
It's coming to life. Listen, we didn't learn for such a long time for us not to use these big words.
So this is inflammation of the veins, hey?
Inflammation of the vein, and that's something that is very uncomfortable, and it can happen, especially it's just one of those risks. In terms of if you're getting any IV treatment, it can happen. And another risk is something that we, you know, call that's, you know, when you have this injection, sometimes the fluid can leak out of the veins.
Ah.
So that's what we call extravasations. So
another
big word. We've got today. Essentially that can be something that can be an issue as well. And if you think about, you know, electrolyte imbalances, that's something that could happen as well.
Yeah.
Because when you're introducing a lot of these solutions into your bloodstream, it could actually cause your electrolytes in your bloodstream to shift. And there's a lot of different complications depending on how these shifts happen, which you need to be aware of because, you know, when it comes to electrolyte shifts, you know, in some cases, if you're having a high volume of, or a very low volume of certain electrolytes, you know, it can cause a lot of complications.
Yeah.
So another thing you need to be very aware of is I think that there's a lot of trust that is placed on health professionals.
Yeah.
Because we've studied.
We know what
you know,
we're doing.
It's the effect of, you know, the white coat.
Yeah.
You know? When you go walk in there, you have these professionals and you trust them. But you need to understand that, you know, as much as health professionals have a lot of the expertise, the supplement industry is very aggressive and not regulated.
Yeah.
And because of that, there are a lot of dangers that can be associated with it. I mean, even just by going to the vitamin aisle, I've looked at some supplements where I've seen the amount of vitamin C
shocking
in there. And I'm like, this is actually, if someone were to have this, luckily vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin, so that means that your body will clear it. You just essentially would be buying expensive urine.
Yeah.
But the amounts, there's certain kind of vitamins and minerals that you cannot clear through your system.
Mm.
And those kind of are the ones that can become very dangerous, specifically if you think of your fat-soluble vitamins. So that is things like your vitamin D. Vitamin D was one of those that everyone was taking.
Yeah.
Understandable. I think that a lot of people are vitamin D deficient because a lot of people spend too much time indoors because we're, you know, you wake up before the sun goes up to go to work. By the time you're coming back home, the sun is coming down. You've had no time in the sun.
Yeah.
And anyone who has melanated skin tones, if you're beautiful black king,
that's
you're a beautiful black queen.
Ooh, pearl skin's like pearls. Yes.
If you're a brown skin girl,
yeah,
you are going to have a high risk of having a vitamin D deficiency because the melanin in our skin actually does block it from being completely absorbed in our skin. So, you know, in that case, it is great that a lot of people have looked into supplementation, but supplements are there to help support where there are deficiencies.
Mm.
It's important to get your levels checked before you look into supplementation, before you look into getting vitamin treatments, because you may be either buying expensive pee or overloading your body with certain vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. You know, now you're speaking about getting vitamin D from the sun. I'm thinking about, you know, the darker kings and queens, dark, like very dark skin, that somewhat upon creation, it was somewhat known that melanin, the darker you are, the less absorption of the sun rays. That's why in those climates, it's very hot.
Yes.
You know, to just allow them more time, obviously, and also the intensity of the sun to be able to go through their skin and make vitamin D, if you think about it. But obviously, vitamin D supplements are there if you can't get enough sun. If, as you're saying, like if you're traveling early, too early, and you're coming back late at night and you're staying indoors for the most part of the day.
Yeah, then it's very important. But I mean, if we think of some of the consequences of having toxic levels of certain vitamins and minerals, maybe we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because what is something? What is one that you can think of, Mbali?
putting you on the spot right now. I'll think zinc. So I mean, again, it's that one that we saw a lot during COVID at its peak, that a lot of people were supplementing with vitamin D and zinc.
Yes.
So zinc toxicity is a problem because it can actually affect the absorption of your iron and all of those nutrients that are responsible for that, cause if you are deficient in those, you can have anemia, basically be anemic, and also can cause weakened bones due to the reduced copper absorption, which I actually was, my mind would be just mind blown during COVID, and I'd be like, the more we are supplementing with vitamin D, we are actually compromising our bone strength, and we are actually causing new diseases now, or new things that would be relating to bone, you know, bone weakness, because it does, you know, high zinc levels cause those problems. Yeah, so zinc toxicity is one of the big ones.
And vitamin D as well. I mean, you know, like I mentioned before, and you've also mentioned this, so many people were taking vitamin D supplements during COVID. And what tends to happen with, you know, too much vitamin D in the system is that it causes something called hypercalcemia. So that means that there's too much calcium in that builds up in your bloodstream. And it actually tends to cause you to have weakened bones. So a lot of people have started now suffering from more bone conditions at a younger age as well, even if maybe they were more exposed, if it was if there was a genetic component. Taking all of the vitamin D has made them even more exposed to having certain bone conditions. And you know, with vitamin D, it can also cause certain damage to your kidneys, for instance.
Yeah.
You have to be very mindful of how, you know, having too much of certain nutrients can actually affect your other organs. And also specifically with your B vitamins, if you look at B12, a lot of people are vitamin B12 deficient, whether they eat plants based or whether they eat meat. And if you have too much of your B12, it can actually cause depression, it can cause issues with memory, it can cause irritability, and it can cause also changes in, you know, your behavior. So for instance, when it comes to, you know, your mental way of, you know, judgment, it can cause like kind of lapses in your judgment. And the same with, you know, your vitamin C. I think vitamin C is one of those that everyone has always taken, even before COVID. Vitamin C was one of those. So in terms of vitamin C, you might find that when you're taking a lot of it, you may have a lot of stomach pain. So diarrhea, flatulence, or lots of gas. So you really need to be mindful of that, that that could be something that you, that could be a kind of side effect of doing these vitamin treatments.
Yeah. So you see now, what started is, oh, I want to feel good. And then you go and get a vitamin injection. Now we are just opening your eyes until there's more to this. I mean, you can actually gain vein problems. We mentioned that. And actually vitamin and mineral toxicity.
Yes.
And so the question is, I think, the people go to health. You did say it's a white coat thing. The people go to healthcare professionals because, and they get these vitamin injections, and they trust that because it's given by a healthcare professional, it must be A-okay. So I think you need to do your research. You need to vet the company that you're using. I mean, and just vet the people, the healthcare professional that is even giving you these injections.
Get a second opinion.
Second opinion. Because once certain complications have happened, no one really is going to take responsibility and accountability, because they will say, but we did give you a consent form to sign. And it states there that the safety of these things is questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, even you said, even at the the pharmacy, when you're walking the dietary supplements aisle, that there's so much health dietary supplements that are there. And when you pick them up and you read in fine print at the bottom, at the back, it says, please note that this product is not registered and approved by SAHPRA, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
But this goes even with these vitamin injections. When you're signing that form, if you read it properly, it will state, because there is pretty much very much lacking evidence to support the need for general public. There is evidence to support the need in specific disease conditions.
Exactly.
We've spoken about vitamin B12 deficiency. We've spoken about iron deficiency. Those are some of the specific deficiency conditions or conditions where you need to get such vitamins in intravenously or IV or in the form of an injection.
Exactly.
And online, you know, you see people saying, oh, I'm about to go on holiday and I've called in whoever to come do these vitamin injections in my own comfort of my own home, just to get a boost, before and
that.
A skin glow before my holiday. And you're like, but why are we even making this as if it's a need for a general, like just for everyone? Why are we making it as if it's a need? Why are we make people struggle to drink enough water? Just to drink enough water today.
People struggle to get enough veggies.
Just to do that. And now we are making it as if everybody needs to be on vitamin injections. And they are marketed or nowadays obviously placed with the trends of it and made to be trendy and you know, sold to people as if they are the thing for health improvement. But they're actually not necessarily. Unless it's under medical for medical reasons. And I say under medical supervision, again, I want to highlight that sometimes a person is qualified as a healthcare professional, but their ethos and how they see certain things is questionable. So do your research and just, you know, make sure that the person who's offering you those injections, they're not doing it for their own benefit, which is normally monetary motivated, but they are looking out for you. And you know exactly the risk, you know, veins, doing their own stuff and infection. There's a high risk of infection when injections are involved. So think about that.
Yeah. I think let's move on to our nutrition nugget of the week.
Yes, yes, yes. So this week we are saying take us shopping with you. So listen to this podcast while you're doing your shopping. The one thing that is important when you are doing grocery shopping is a shopping list.
Yes.
A shopping list that you've created and divided. I think a big thing here is not just to have a long, open-ended shopping list that is not categorized. Mm. Get into the habit of categorizing your shopping list. So how I do it with my clients, I say, okay, what are going to be our staples in this household in terms of our sort of complex starch sauces? Mm. This is where we'll add rice, mealy meal, potatoes and all of that. Then we go to protein sources. What are we eating as protein sources? Breaking it down, if you want, weekly and then looking into monthly.
Yeah.
And then now we've got all our protein sources. This is what we're going to have. And then we go to the dairy or plant-based dairy alternatives. Then you say, okay, which milk are we buying? Then you put it there. Then vegetables.
Yeah.
Vegetables, when you're buying and you got them on your shopping list, normally if you're doing fresh produce, I see people going to buy vegetables like every maybe twice a month. So like every second week, or some people do weekly. Again, maybe do color code it and say this week we're doing green, next week we're doing orange, and rotate them like that. Fruits as well, just to minimize waste. Make sure that your list is very specific. And then healthy fats, again, what about healthy fats for the week? We've got margarine, we've got nut butters, we've got oils like canola, olive oil, those sort of things. We've got nuts. Then we go to miscellaneous. This is where we add, what are we going to have? Maybe dark chocolate and this and that and that. Then you've got a shopping list. But if it's just long, and then obviously you can do your cleaning supplies and stuff, try to do it separate so that you focus on food, and then you can do other non-food items. If you want canned foods, again, check. What do we have? What cans do we have? What cans do we want to buy more? And then you sort of have a section for cans, whether it's beans or lentils or chickpeas.
Okay.
That seems to be a shopping list that works. What I also see helps is that start by planning your meals, you know, saying, what are we, if dinner is a struggle and you always just don't know what to do for dinner, then take 7 days and say, okay, for dinner today, it's going to be, on this day, it's going to be this and this and this. Do your starch component, your isishebo, you know, your protein component, and then you do your vegetables, and then you're done. Then from that, then now you can slot it into your shopping list.
Yes.
You are more effective. It's you know, it's just elite, man. It's so elite because then you go into the shop with a purpose.
And you know what you need to get. You know what you need to get. And you end up saving so much more money.
Yeah.
Because you're not buying things that you don't need. And especially now with load shedding, you cannot afford to buy things
your
meat in bulk when it's gonna sit and rot in the freezer.
Yeah. So, but if you know this is what we need, then you buy according to that. If you're gonna use, if this week you won't have enough time to cook things from scratch and you wanna do, you know, more oven, more air fry type of things, then why are we buying all this meat that needs long cooking if we're not gonna do it for the next 2 weeks? Then rather we focus on buying food items that are pre-marinated, put it in the air fry, put it in the oven, kind of thing. And then we save money and time. And yeah, we are more. The one thing also when we're doing shopping that I'm just going to mention on this tip is don't go shopping hungry.
Oh, please don't make that mistake. Please, always.
You're going to be hangry and frustrated. And instead of taking time to go through your shopping list, you're just going to grab and be like, I'm over it, pay, go, and realize when you're home that you actually didn't buy anything really. So make sure you eat, have a snack before, you can even make a smoothie and have a smoothie while driving to the shops to do your grocery top-ups.
And I always take a fruit in my bag when I go to the shop.
Yeah.
You just take out a banana and...
And eat that. And then hydrate. You've got a bottle of water.
Always keep a bottle of water. That
hydrate.
Helps so much.
Hydrate.
To keep focused on what you need to get. You're sipping on water. You grab everything on your list. You'll be out of there before you know it. I'm telling you, the shops are there to actually keep you in there as long as they can, physically possible, so you can buy more stuff.
That's why also you are ready. You've got a snack. You've got a shopping list. You've got something to hydrate, water, you know. Then you work your shop. You know, you walk the wall parameter. You first walk the whole wall parameter.
Yes.
That's where your fruits and vegetables and your meats and stuff
and
are going to be, and your breads are going to be on that outer skirt. Then you can go through your list again and say, okay, now you're going in to buy these other essentials that you've got on your list. Just be, you know, have a purpose, you know,
go in with the plan.
But now I know that people go there to look for singles, go there to look for other singles.
Oh,
and
I heard about this.
Feel like that is just a waste of money and time, because now you've got the single that you're trying to impress and now you're just like buying things just because.
Or you're going up to her when she's really not in the mind space to have the kind of conversation that you want to have.
Oh, yeah. And that happens a lot. I go in, I put on my earphones, and I know sometimes that is a bit antisocial. But when I'm in a, you know, mission to go buy food, I put on my earphones and be jamming to my favorite music and be in and smile. Whoever is waving at me and smile. But they see that this girl is on a mission. And I'm in there and I'm out.
Oh, you even smile. You're nice.
No, I mean, if a person looks at me, I'm like, okay. But I don't give them that, oh, I want to remove my earphones. No.
Yeah, you're on a mission. You're getting what you need. I'm very much the same.
You're like
my eyes. I have really bad eyesight, so I don't know.
You don't even
see. Are looking at me. So someone might be looking at me. And like smiling, I can't see.
You can't see what's happening.
If you're not in front of me, like my depth perception is very bad. So even with my glasses on, if you're not in front of me, if you don't tap on my shoulder, I didn't see you.
You just like,
if you call my, if you say, hey, I don't turn around.
Yeah.
Because I assume it's for someone else.
Yeah, it's not like somebody's just going to, you know, be looking
at
you.
So if you think you're my future husband.
Don't do it while we're shopping.
Please. Please let people get their shopping done and
Cause
get
it's
done in peace.
Please. And also, I always feel like when I'm in the shop, like I think also for safety purposes, it's so unsafe.
Because then now you're going to see what my number plate is.
Exactly. You're going to see which car and stuff like that. But
and
also,
where I shop regularly.
We go to places
to get our groceries.
Yeah. That's why I want to get in there, get out as quickly as possible. And nowadays there are options to do things online. If I want certain things and they can deliver in my house, it actually saves me a lot of time. And I found that I don't navigate a lot. I know what I want. I buy online, get it delivered. If I, you know, other times I buy before they shop for me, I come there. Of course, if I want to feel really, really, if my Leo in me is kicking in on that day, I don't even want to push a trolley.
It's not happening.
I just want to get there, collect, pay and collect and be out of there. So look into the... Yeah. Oh, girl.
Wait, you can pay and collect. What? How
you can
this?
Buy online, and then get there and collect. Or pay online if you want. Or get there and collect. Because sometimes if you don't want them to deliver, because some, I know this one shop where their delivery system is whack, but I love their food. So yes. I then do the option to buy online and then get there and collect and pay. Or pay online and then go there and collect. And that way it's on my terms. Because if you're waiting for them to deliver...
You'll wait because they need to have drivers and then they have to go all over.
You will wait.
And we really appreciate those drivers.
We do.
Because they work.
They do.
I had a delivery sent to me at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my Lord.
I was like, you guys work. I appreciate you. We appreciate what you've done for us through the pandemic.
Yeah, because what would we be? Like things, small things, you have to drive to the shop all the time. And you're busy between virtual consultation and you want stuff. But let me tell you, my youngest son has figured out that something is on my phone has to do with some guy coming to deliver. So if he wants something, he just gives me the phone and say, do the thing, do the delivery. I want something. And then I'll be like, but that's minimum to the delivery thingy.
Yeah, because you need
I said, no, just add more. Just buy more. Just buy more stuff. But just buy more of different stuff to get to your 100 rand and then get somebody to come deliver.
Wow.
And obviously he's cute, so I do that.
You can't say it. I would never be able to say no.
No.
This is why I can't have kids
yet. Yeah. You need to have them when you've got the willpower to say no. Otherwise, those children will run your life. My kids, sometimes, even at my age, in my 30s, they run my life. And I'll be like, I'm okay. I mean, look at how cute you are. It's okay.
Fine. We'll get you a cute new outfit for summer, for Christmas, for this, for that.
It's okay. But then, you know your limits. You're like, okay, that I can't do. That I can't do, but otherwise, so that was a long nutrition nugget.
Yeah, that was a long nutrition nugget.
But the moral of the story is that when it's shopping time, be prepared.
Yeah,
have a snack or eat something, hydrate.
Even if you get there hungry, go to the fruit section and grab a banana. That's what I do.
Ah,
you can eat it and you make sure that you get the per kg, whatever.
Yeah.
Even if it's rather getting the box, then you eat one out the box, then you know the price is set. Yeah. Then you can't be stealing it.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, that's cute. I never thought of that. I'm like, should I do that? I normally, if I didn't eat, I normally start with just rushing and getting a bottle of water. But that's actually a brilliant idea because then you will just eat from your pack and then you'll pay.
Yeah, that and yogurt. I do the
you'll
two.
Be eating at the shops.
I am but very bad with knowing when I'm full or when I'm hungry. I'll be hungry and I'll get to the shop and I'll be like, not again, Azzy.
But there was a time where they used to have a lot of display snacks shops and fruits and trying those. Now, not anymore. I think COVID messed us up on that one. Anyway.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and let us know what you guys want us to speak about in the next one. Otherwise, that's it from Bali and I.
Bye.
Bye.